Join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club during the 50 days of Easter, and we'll send you Pastor Will Wheaton's new children's book, They Shall Never Perish, in addition to other membership benefits like shirts, books, broadcast transcripts, and advertising for your confessional Lutheran church. Find out more about our monthly or annual giving program on the donate page at issuesetc.org or by giving us a call, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to go through listener email. Talk back at issuesztc.org and the Issues Etc. listener comment line, 618-223-8382.
Am I able to control my mic now? Or I still can't, right? But I have to have this switch on in here, correct? Oh, this does nothing. The on-off here in the nameless, still seeking a $50,000
donor to name the second studio.
Which still to this day, maybe if we get that $50,000, I'll be able to turn my mic on and off.
That pot and that slider are just eye candy.
That does look very impressive. I mean, it went red to on. And
that's
it goes
because the
right
board is actually functioning.
Yeah, right. Well, partially, right? All right. John writes, last week I was listening to episode 1184, Facebook's new prayer feature with Pastor Trevor Sutton, and was a little taken aback by the pastor's mention at the 1930-minute mark that he's been reading the philosopher Richard Rohr as of late and went on to speak briefly about cultural politics. Pastor Sutton never let the listener know that Rohr is more than a philosopher. Rather, he is a Franciscan priest and a heretic. Hope this helps. Tried to keep it short. Well, I appreciate that, John. John, thanks for listening. Thanks for the feedback.
I think you just misheard Pastor Sutton. We actually contacted him and said the philosopher he was talking about was the late Princeton University philosopher Richard Rorty, who is, I don't know what his religious orientation is, and I don't know if he's a heretic, but it's a different person altogether, Richard Rorty of Princeton University.
Yeah, Richard Rohr is like a mystic, Catholic mystic,
I think. Yeah, I think he's the guy who is who advocates for Catholic Buddhism, if I'm not mistaken. And it would be, you can read whoever you want to, and there may be kernels of wisdom there, but reading heretics is probably not the best idea, except when you're trying to refute heretics.
This comes from Justin. Great name. Named our oldest child, Justin. Justin writes, I find it hard to reconcile your apparent refusal to reject the use of COVID vaccines with your apparent horror at Planned Parenthood's sale of aborted fetal tissue to the medical industry and the Biden administration's comments and actions to enable that practice. It seems counterintuitive to object to the sale of fetal tissue from abortion for use in the research and development of medical interventions, but then nonetheless not oppose a medical intervention, in this case a COVID vaccine, that would otherwise not be available without those objectionable practices. Will Issues Etc. address the morality and ethics of the COVID vaccines, or if that is too touchy, then at least the use of aborted fetal tissue in bringing medical interventions to the market? I would think this is an important topic to cover at this time. If I recall correctly, this is my third message on this topic. I will, God willing, leave it as my final request on the topic and not continue to message regarding it. Thanks for the email. Thanks for listening, Justin.
We did actually address the morality of the various COVID vaccines in an interview with someone from the Charlotte Lozier Institute. They actually very helpfully, when the vaccines were first coming onto the market, put up an analysis of the vaccines, how they were developed, how they were tested, and they basically came to the conclusion that the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, if you have concerns, which you should, about the use of fetal tissue in any sense for this kind of experimentation, the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines, they said people should not have qualms about them because there was no fetal cell lines used in the development of those vaccines. In fact, I think she said there's absolutely no reason you need to use those fetal cell lines to develop vaccines. And we need to bear in mind there's more than one vaccine. As far as I know, and I'm not an expert on this, as far as I know, there's three families of vaccines. And but in the United States, we have two families of vaccines, the Moderna-Pfizer family and the Johnson & Johnson family. And the Johnson & Johnson family is the one that uses fetal cell lines in the actual development of the vaccine. And it also has proven to be, at least from what I've seen in the news, less effective.
But there's also qualms of conscience that Christians have about the other two vaccines. There's something with aborted. What's the difference?
The distinction that Charlotte Lozier made.
That's not the person. It's Dr. Tara Sander Lee of the Charlotte Lozier Institute.
But the Charlotte Lozier Institute's research, the distinction they made was, did this use fetal cell lines to actually develop the vaccine? In the case of Pfizer and Moderna, no. Now, if you look at their chart, you will see that I think it's both Pfizer and Moderna did use fetal cell lines testing the vaccine. And that should cause concern. But they made the distinction between, can I use something that was created using these fetal cell lines, as opposed to something that, and they said a lot of these companies don't control every aspect of the testing, that was simply tested using fetal cell lines. So here's an analogy.
What's the difference?
Well, I think here's the difference. Here's my analogy. And it's a poor analogy because it just occurred to me. So it's bound to be poor. Okay. You buy a car that was built using slave labor. Okay. As opposed to one the cars were simply driven by slave labor when they were, you know, working out the bugs. Do you see my analogy here? It's one thing is to say, was slave labor involved at any point in the process before I bought this car? Or was it actually built by slave labor? Are my Nike tennis shoes, are they built by child labor, forced child labor in China? They probably are. Or do children in China wear the same shoes? That's my very poor analogy. Now, this is where someone's conscience has to be their guide, because there are going to be people who say, and here we're not talking about people who are just against vaccines, period. We're talking about people who have concerns about the COVID vaccines. Someone's going to say, I don't want to take a vaccine that had anything to do with that whatsoever, not even testing. That's fine. Maybe someone will develop that vaccine and won't even test it using fetal cell lines. And someone else is going to say, as long as it's not developed using or created using fetal cell lines, I can sleep with a clear conscience. Don't violate your conscience.
So didn't we ask her about why fetal cell lines are used in this process? And what was her answer? I can't remember.
I think it was a kind of a multifaceted answer. It's very, very cheap to do it this way. They have the process down. Because these fetal cell lines have been through genetic manipulation, what they call them immortal cell lines. They reproduce again and again and again, exactly the same. They get very accurate results from them, and they're able to produce a ton of the protein that is actually the key to the vaccine. Because these vaccines that we're taking, some ordinary vaccines, they'll take whatever the virus is, and they'll basically just chop it up in little bits, and you don't get exposed to the actual genetic material of the vaccine. You get exposed to other parts of the vaccine, other parts of the virus. This is my layman's explanation. And that triggers an immune response, which is what a vaccine is supposed to do. This one, there is no virus used in these vaccines. They're using proteins that mimic the virus.
So,
and I'm sure Lynn is out there in the reception area shaking her head that Wilkin, because she knows what she's doing.
So I think what Justin would like is somebody, since there are Christians who have qualms of conscience, to somebody to speak to that, their side of that issue. Am I right?
Yes. And if we can find someone.
Well, he recommended somebody.
Okay. If we can find someone who says, you shouldn't be using these vaccines at all, and this would be my stipulation, Jeff, someone who isn't in principle opposed to all vaccines. Because what we don't want to do is get into a conversation about all vaccines when what we're talking about is fetal cell lines and these vaccines. So Jeff will do his job. He's got the name. We'll be talking to somebody. May not make you happy, but we'll talk to somebody. I promise. Stay tuned. In your town, the techno festival.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Trinity Orchard Farm is settled between two rivers showing the way to the water of life. For worship that is reverent, relevant, and refreshing like pure water, or for excellent education in a unique setting, check out our church and school. We're just 5 miles north of Highway 370 on Highway 94 in St. Charles County. Visit us on the web at trinityorchardfarm.com. That's trinityorchardfarm.com. Our phone number is 636-250-3350.
I'm assuming you got my message on your machine.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're going through listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line. The comment line is 618-223-8382 and the email address talkback@issuesetc.org.
David in Minnesota writes, I listened to Pastor David Peterson's discussion of worry. As I listened and agreed with the worry of daily needs, a question arose about spiritual or religious worry, as Job had when his children would feast and he would sacrifice for them just in case they sinned. Is there a godly worry when it comes to our concern for our loved ones staying in the faith? It is something I am currently struggling with and would love an episode on this or a referral to one if it has already happened. Thank you, and thank you for listening in Minnesota, David.
That's an excellent question. Well, first of all, I do recommend that you go back and listen, everyone go back and listen to the recent show with Pastor David Peterson on worry. Scripture never recommends that we worry. Scripture always treats anxiety as a result of sin, if not sin itself. This is not to say that if someone has an anxiety disorder that they're somehow sinning when they have an anxiety attack, not things beyond one's control. What Scripture always offers in the place of worry is prayer. So I got a chance to pull out a certified Marvin Wilkin, that's my dad, a certified Marvin Wilkinism that I've carried around with me since I was a teenager, which is, if it's big enough to worry about, it's big enough to pray about. So when one finds oneself anxious or worrying about a thing, even something as grave as the salvation of your family members, then the answer is, take this to the Lord in prayer, to quote a hymn. If it's big enough to worry about, it's big enough to pray about. The answer, the pious Christian answer to worry is prayer. Now, does that mean you won't worry? No, but when one worries, that's probably a good sign that you should be praying about this thing. So Scripture wants to dispel our worries, as worrisome as we are. It wants to dispel our worries with, as Jesus says, your Father knows you need these things. Do not worry like the Gentiles do. And he's speaking there of unbelievers. You need these things. Your Father knows you need them, and he will provide them. So I don't want to talk about godly worry. Can we say that it is a godly concern to be concerned about the salvation of your loved ones? Absolutely. But again, instead of worry, there is the prayer and God's promise to answer.
Pastor Todd and Jeff, I know your alma mater, St. Louis. Please explain to a non-blue blood LCMS, former pietistic Lutheran, the bias toward faculty at Fort Wayne. I mean, they're great. And yes, my favorite pastor, even though he's not my a pastor, but on radio is Pastor Wolf Miller here from Austin. But I just don't know, is it theological that you do have Professor Dr. Jeff Gibbs from St. Louis, and certainly hark back to Norman Nagel, but you do tend to go to Fort Wayne for programming. Please explain. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, and it's not the first time we've had this question or asked for an explanation to this. First of all, let's just acknowledge that Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, is a paid advertiser of this program, and we're very thankful for that. So you will hear a lot about Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, if you're a regular listener to the show, because as you will about all of our advertisers. So they are a paid advertiser. He mentioned Dr. Norman Nagel. There was Dr. Ron Feuerhahn. Both, they're no longer with us.
Dr. Lewis Brighton.
From
Concordia Seminary, St. Louis.
No longer with us. And when we were in our previous incarnation on the campus of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, we made very vigorous use of the seminary professors there. Now, I think he's talking about two things, Jeff. I think he's talking about both the faculty who appear on the air, but I think he's also talking about, he thinks maybe we have an overabundance of Fort Wayne grads. I don't think that's true. I'm not a Fort Wayne grad. A lot of our guests are not. When do you hear us say they're also a graduate? That's a segue from the guest to
paid live plug.
Paid live plug. So we're not just mentioning that Pastor Brian Wolfman is a graduate of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, as just a, you know, for no reason. We're doing it because it's a paid live plug on the part of Fort Wayne.
So the listener mentioned, you know, Dr. Jeff Gibbs, somebody from St. Louis that we have on. Three other faculty that come on regularly are the new president and professor of Old Testament, Dr. Tom Egger of Concordia Seminary, Dr. Joel Olowski. He comes on to talk about early church history, one of the best in Lutheranism on that topic.
I mean, he's an absolute expert.
And one of my personal favorite guests, Dr. Joel Bierman from Concordia Seminary.
Mm-hmm. So we do try and feature members of both faculties. And it may also be a little skewed because Dr. Carl Fekencher did a weekly feature that we replay quite often in encores. And that's because he did the 3-year series with us on Looking Forward to Sunday Morning. And the reason he was chosen to do that is because he's hands down the best preaching prof in the church right now. And he has, if you've listened to it, he has an amazing way of taking all the things from Sunday morning and tying them together in a very beautiful way. And in a way that really does get you ready for Sunday morning.
And if Dr. Fekencher were teaching at St. Louis instead of Fort Wayne,
he'd be on the show.
Expert guest. We're looking for the best for our listeners to bring on to talk about. Now, the reason we went with David Peterson is the 1-year lectionary isn't used as widely in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to a guy we know was a great preacher, one of the best preachers
and this is my opinion, but I think it's an opinion borne out by the facts. He is hands down one of the best preachers I have ever heard.
So that's why we went to him. And he's a Fort Wayne grad as well. But we look for the best of the best. So if it's something on Genesis, we're going to go to Tom Egger or David Adams at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. If it's something on, like you mentioned, preaching, if it's something on American Christianity, we're going to go to Dr. Larry Rast from Fort Wayne Seminary.
Yeah, it's really their area of expertise in a lot of ways. And those are decisions that these relationships with these guests have been honed and cultivated over the last 25 years. So we do our best to get equal representation.
Roger asked a great question. We're a Lutheran church in California. We're looking for ways to invite people in our area to our church when we're able to meet in person. How can we get our church listed on your Find a Church page at issuesetc.org?
We used to call this group of churches the Issues Etc. 300, and then recently we changed it to, what is it, advertising churches or something like
Congregational
that?
Congregational sponsors. Do you know why we called it 300?
Yes, I know. I think
I do.
Do
you remember why?
Yeah.
Well,
I think we called it
our old former place of employment.
In our previous incarnation, we figured if we could get $1,000 per year from 300 LCMS congregations, we'd be paying our own way. That was one of the criticisms we always got. We weren't paying our own way. It wasn't true, but in any event, so we just started this group called the Issues Etc. 300. We didn't come up with that idea. The late Pastor Paul McCain came up with that idea, and we stole it from him. And he came up with it when he was
interim director of Concordia Historical Institute.
And he said, I just want $1,000 from 1,000 congregations and I'll make my budget. And we said, why can't we just...
I think he just needed 1,000 from like 100 congregations right. for their budget,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. So, I mean, he's just, it was a great idea that we decided to sell. And then we realized it doesn't really make any sense to call it the 300 anymore because it has no correspondence to reality because our budget has grown far beyond what it had been at that time. So we just said, sponsoring congregations. How do you get on the list, Jeff?
Well, let's go back to the old ways. So if you remember, we were buying airtime in markets all over the country, Chicago, Detroit, Minneapolis, San Francisco,
Philadelphia. The Sunday night show was nationally right. syndicated.
And so we would sell local availabilities to the local church. Hey, you like what you're hearing here? Visit so-and-so Lutheran Church in Bluebell, Pennsylvania on WFIL in Philadelphia. So that's how the whole thing came about. And we knew if we came up with 300 at 1,000. Now, remember, I didn't take one math course, even though I graduated cum laude from the University of Missouri Columbia School of Journalism. But is that $300,000? 300 congregations, $1,000?
Yes.
Okay. All right. This is 300 true.
1,000.
There you go. It's just adding zeros, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I think I remember something about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, as far as now, people are listed on our Find a Church page. They're sponsoring congregations. They pledge to support this worldwide outreach $1,000 during the course of the year.
Or more.
Yeah, or more. Exactly. And in exchange, you get listed on our Find a Church page with all your contact information, website hyperlink. You're in the Issues Etc. Journal 4 times a year. That information is posted there. If you record a 30-second commercial, it'll be aired in rotation on the program. And these are all the benefits of becoming a congregational sponsor. And this is a great time for asking now because a lot of congregations start a new fiscal year on July 1st. So if your congregation's meeting and putting their annual budget together, please consider supporting the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by becoming a congregational sponsor. You go to issuesetc.org, click donate, and look for become a congregational sponsor. And there's a flyer there that you can print out.
And there are people who, they put it in the church's budget. We used to really emphasize put it in the church's mission or advertising budget. Why? Because those things tend to stay. And then there are people who say, I want my congregation to be sponsored, and they write a personal check for $1,000 or more. And it happens all different ways. Some congregations just take a door offering a couple times a year. So,
and people ask, is it upfront? If you want to pay quarterly, monthly, or donate quarterly, monthly, at the end of 52 weeks, that's fine.
And Lynn is counting all the pennies and making sure that everybody stays on the list or people need to be reminded to get back on the list and things like that.
Jason in Tucson, Arizona brings up a thought-provoking email. Molly Hemingway has been on talking about evil Google and evil Amazon and discussions about people weaning off of devices like Alexa that have been clearly proven to snoop. I'm in a quandary about Issues Etc. promoting these streaming devices to access the podcast or music while guests have been diametrically opposed. Thanks for listening in Tucson, Arizona. Is it triple digits in Tucson, Arizona yet? I spoke to a woman in Florida, and it's 83 there today, but it's certainly not that hot in Arizona yet, right?
I don't know. It stays hot all the time down there. There are a couple issues here. We just had Alan Carlson say, get off of social media. I mean, he just said that in an interview today, and he is welcome to hold that opinion. I'm thinking to myself, you know, a lot of people access us via social media, but you know, we all need to hear it. I don't know if these devices have been proven to snoop. I kind of bought into this notion that your phone snoops and your devices snoop on you. And then I was corrected. I went out actually to speak about social media in Casper, Wyoming. This was pre-COVID. And Dan Berquist, you remember Dan Berquist? He came up to me and he said, they don't snoop on you. And he said, their algorithms are just that good.
And he's a software engineer
guy,
right?
Yeah. And he said, it's a myth that they're spying on you. Now, do they track your locations and things like that? Is Google tracking your location if you have it on your phone? Probably. They're doing everything they can get away with legally that you signed when you said, oh, yes, I can do that. Just click accept. They're doing everything there, but he said they're not snooping on you. Now, Dan may have learned more, but he said, I want to dispel that myth. Their algorithms and their programs that anticipate your every need are just that good. So we'll come back to the other a part of the issue on the other side of the break. We know that social media and all these devices that bring it to us are questionable. We'll talk more about that after this.
Communication's never been as easy as today, and it would make me happy when you've gone so far away.
Justification, the means of grace, the theology of the cross, Christology, vocation, living in two kingdoms, and worship. Dr. Gene Edward Veith covers each of these teachings in the new third edition of his book, The Spirituality of the Cross. It's published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. The Spirituality of the Cross, third edition. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May.
Deaconesses are women trained to share the gospel of Jesus Christ through works of mercy, spiritual care, and teaching of the Christian faith. The word deaconess means servant. Find out more on how you can serve in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod through the vocation of deaconess at lcms.org/deaconess. Working in faith, laboring in love, remaining steadfast in the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ. LCMS Deaconess Ministry, lcms.org/deaconess.
Ministry happens at church. This is a radio outreach. You're listening to Issues Etc.
At Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Rockland, California, we keep the focus on Christ every Sunday with ancient liturgy, preaching from the lectionary, and celebration of the sacrament of the altar. Come be a part of the evangelical and Catholic faith as handed down to us in the Lutheran Confessions. We celebrate the Divine Service every Sunday at 8 o'clock and 10:30, with Sunday School for all ages at 9:15. To learn more, visit holycrossrockland.org.
Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas is now enrolling for the coming school year. What makes us unique? A confessional Lutheran school offering a classical education for preschool through 12th grades. Faith Lutheran School features rigorous classes that incorporate a focus on wisdom, truth, virtue, and the historic Christian faith. Live online classes are also available for high school students worldwide. To learn more about Faith Lutheran School or to submit an application, visit flsplano.org, flsplano.org.
To the critical theory people, Martin Luther King's statement about dreaming that his children would be judged by the content of their character and not the color of their skin, that's not accepted.
You can't raise your kids, quote unquote, solely in the power of the gospel, right? None of us raise our kids that way. None of us say, don't clean up your room unless you're cleaning up your room from your heart.
It's not as if we can coerce God by having more and more and more people praying for the same thing so that God doesn't hear it if one or five people pray it, but if you get 50 people praying it, well, then God has to act on this according to our desires.
If our theology ends with Luther and it doesn't get us to the scriptures and doesn't get us to Christ, then we become a caricature and we should rightly be criticized.
In about 15 minutes, we're going to hear those sound bites in their entirety, and we're going to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You can listen and vote in advance. Go to our website, issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page to vote, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or wait and call, because phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MYIE.
Didn't you want to say more about these listening devices? And please give me time, because I'm going to send out what's called a push notification using a listening device called the LPR app to about 30,000 push notifications subscribers to call in and vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. So please take your time.
Okay.
Lynn says 94 in Arizona today.
94.
94.
So it's hot. That's hot to me. And I grew up in Texas, so that's hot. So it's a love-hate relationship. It is sometimes a necessary evil. It is the lesser of two evils situation that Christians sometimes find themselves in when it comes to social media. Now, the devices that you're talking about, This is simply the medium by which most people are getting streamed content. So our 24/7 music station goes out over these devices to you, wherever you have them. So whether it's a Google version or an Amazon version, or what else do they have? Oh, Apple's got something. And various other devices. It is simply a medium, a way to listen. I said before the break that he's a developer. I don't know what that means, but it sounds like you got to know what you're doing to be a developer. Assured me that the devices are not snooping on us, at least not the way we think they are. They're not listening to us and then, you know, pushing advertising at us. They're just really, really good at anticipating what you need, and they do track your motions. Speaking of my phone. That was a push notification.
Well, it worked. See, I turned my phone off.
My phone is muted, but for some reason, when the LPR push notification comes up, it makes a little sound.
It's a little trick we have.
So, in any event, he explained it to me this way. He said, it's kind of confirmation bias in a little way. You notice when Facebook shows you a spool of Weed Eater trimmer line in an ad after you've been talking about needing some Weed Eater trimmer line with your wife or something like that. You notice it, and it's a coincidence. But see, you don't notice when they show you a carton of milk or something like that when you weren't talking about. It is coincidence, but it's also they're very good at anticipating your... But based upon your activity online, they're very good at anticipating what you might want to buy. That's what makes advertising in the internet age good. As far as social media goes, there have been attempts to try and get away from... Conservatives and Christians have attempted to try and get away from the big social media, from Facebook and then to a lesser degree Twitter, which is much... It's so overblown. Twitter is so completely overblown because it really is only 20% of Americans. Most of them live on the East Coast or the West Coast, and the vast majority of them are either professional athletes, celebrities, or journalists. And so it's not a cross-section of America in any way, but there have been attempts to kind of develop alternatives to that. And what I've discovered as I've looked at those alternatives, they end up just being echo chambers of their own. Parler's a great example. A lot of people went to Parler to get away from Twitter. And what I discovered was it's an echo chamber of conservative thought. And when I'm, you know, using social media, I don't want to simply be reinforced everything that I think. I would like to see what the other side thinks. I would like to be able to consider their arguments. I'd like to be able to consider their ideas and be able to evaluate them for myself, which is why I think everyone is up in arms about the questions of free speech and social media. We're kind of sloshing back and forth between their private companies and they do what they want. But yes, although they're private companies, they are kind of like utilities. They are kind of like, say, frequencies on radio frequencies that we do regulate, and we have regulated what is said there, what can be said there. So we're going to sort it out, but it'll probably be too late by the time we do that. We'll get it sorted out. And then Jesus will come back, and it won't matter anyway.
Amen. Jeff writes, you've advertised a rental home in Florida. Could you please provide that information?
Jeff just wants the information, Siesta Key. It's very easy to find that advertiser and the others. We've just added an advertiser's page where there's a direct link to, one of them is an email link, but there's a direct link to the websites for all of our advertisers. And it's issuesetc.org/advertisers.
Nope. Is that the direct link? I didn't know you had a direct link to it. Hold on. It's issuesetc.org, and I go support, and then advertisers drop down. You're correct. So you could just type in issuesetc.org/advertisers, and you'll find all of our advertisers, past and present, there. Mm-hmm. So there you go. But if you're wondering, I think it's siestakeyrentalgenie.com. Siestakeyrentalgenie.com. Please be sure to mention issues, etc. Jack, Ponca City, Oklahoma. Listening to the listener feedback, I enjoyed the banter about who's on the show today. I think you are missing a great opportunity. Instead of putting that on a shirt, it should go on a plaid robe, chair option 2. All proceeds then go to JS, that's in Jeff Shores Ministries. I love your idea. I love Oklahoma. I love you, Jack, in Ponca City, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening.
Why a plaid robe?
Remember I said I was going to be in a... I put this haunting picture of me, this plaid robe in a Lutheran nursing home.
That's right. It was the haunting image that you saw of yourself sitting in the nursing home saying, what's on the show today? Who's on the show today? How was the show today?
You know, the previous host of the show, the Right Reverend Donald, I think it's G. Matsett, he said, it's amazing what you can accomplish in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod with a piece of letterhead.
A logo. All you need.
A logo on some letterhead. So we're working on that. We're in the early stages, Jack. But JS Ministries, it's coming. It's coming. You know, and I need to strike while the iron's hot because my very well-received column, very, 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 very well-received column, The Lutheran Witness, is out in the May issue at lcms.org/witness.
I'm not going to have to interview you on that, am I?
Oh, you better get in line because Shane Rosenthal, the White Horse Inn's already contacted me. Al Mohler's producer, The Briefing has contacted me. Yeah, I'll see if I can fit you in, Todd. I'll see. We'll see.
I'm sure that Al Mohler's producer's reading The Lutheran Witness. If he is, I'm sure you sent him the copy.
It's viral. It's gone viral, Todd. I don't know where you've been at Twitter. It's all over the place.
You're blowing up, man.
I'm blowing up.
Are you going to be on with Rose Bro?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Chris's YouTube channel, Wolf Miller's YouTube channel. Yeah, I'm there. Whedon even wants to stop teaching from the scriptures today to interview me on the word of the Lord endures forever.
To do a verse-by-verse exposition of your Lutheran Witness. What was it about?
It was about, I'm trying to pull it up here. It's titled A Parent's Duty by Jeff Shores. Jeff Schwartz.
Copyright.
Juggling Family, Sports, and the Christian Life is the subtitle.
What were your conclusions? I haven't read it. I probably never will.
I don't know. I wrote it months ago. Yeah, I might have changed my mind. I don't know. But I better figure that out before I go on with Al Mohler's podcast and the White Horse Inn and Chris Roseborough's YouTube channel.
I think Lynn just said that Joe Rogan is calling too.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. Rogan. Oh, yeah. 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 He got behind the other guys. And I don't have a relationship with Joe Rogan like I do Al Mohler, Chris Roseborough, and Shane Rosenthal, the White Horse.
Wait a minute. It's
We played some audio from Joe Rogan before on the show.
Matt Walsh is out in the hallway. I can see it on my phone.
Yeah. Oh, he's been tweeting about me ever since that column came out.
Ben Shapiro,
they're all over.
Get in line, guys.
Here's an email from Brian, Elgin, Illinois. Really looking forward to the conference this summer. Will Craig's Issues, etc. special blend coffee be available, or will we need to bring our own?
Well, you know, I was thinking about this. We should probably contact, is it Christopher Gillespie? Who has coffee? Yes. I know that he is an excellent technician when it comes to our recordings for the Lutheran Public Radio Choir, but does he also have a little coffee company on the side?
Yes, he does.
Okay, so I was thinking we should just contact him and say, would you develop a half-calf blend? Call it Feitinger's half-calf secret. It's got to be... Feitinger's secret half-calf blend, and then it's going to say underneath there 100% caffeine, and then underneath that in really, really small letters, not really. And it's going to come in two separate bags, because Craig likes to, so you can, it comes with an empty bag, so you can transfer the coffee from one bag to the other and to have the whole experience. You know what I mean? We might even sell it in a Folgers can. That would be with just something slapped on the outside.
It's called
Feitinger's Secret Half-Calf Blend.
Coffee by Gillespie is the name of the company. And yeah, the Feitinger blend. But it'll have no information on what the taste is like or anything because it's got to be secret. It just has the name.
And the nutritional thing will say caffeine and just have a question mark.
Folgers by Feichtinger. And that's all it says. That's all it says. And a big question mark. Speaking of that, Joyce writes, Jeff and Todd, thank you for letting me know, answering the conscience question from my email, recommending the book and the show on the Divine Call. Additionally, a little mindless banter shows your humanity and laughter is the best medicine, and Craig clearly committed a sin of omission by not sharing how he made the coffee in the early days. Blessings on your work for Christ, writes Joyce.
All right, thank you. We're glad to demonstrate that we're human beings. I know, yes, I can be somewhat robotic at times. It's just...
But do you concur with Joyce that Craig clearly committed a sin of omission?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Yes.
I mean, I just say he lied. He just lied to us.
He's still unrepentant on this.
I know.
I like this idea of the coffee. This is something that I think we should do and test here at the office. We need to test
We've
this
already
out
tested
here.
It. We've already tested it for years.
2 years.
Yeah. How come I'm still tired after drinking 5 cups of this?
No, don't you see?
It tastes terrible.
We're testing it here. That's just my way of getting the shelf there filled this coffee. That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, hey, by the way, Brian talked about the issues, et cetera, making the case conference. That's coming up July 23rd, 24th. Love to see everybody there.
We have a limited in-person attendance, but you can register, and if as that limit goes up, you get to be first in line for the in-person attendance. Go issuesetc.org. You'll find a special menu item right there called the 2021 Conference, and there's a way to register now. The registration is $150, and as the plan goes, God willing, that's going to include meals as well, and it'll be at Concordia University Chicago, July 23rd and 24th. What's the lineup again there? We've got
Molly, Mark Hemingway, Jack Phillips, Robert George, Larry Rast, Will Wheaton, Brian Wolfmiller. I think that's it.
Oh, Jack Phillips. You had him in there.
Yeah.
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 Good.
So,
and there's a schedule and there's everything else, and pretty soon probably hotel information coming soon.
And no half-calf coffee. Rest assured. Dan, Washington State, thank you for rebroadcasting Paul McCain's series on the Lutheran Confessions on your 24/7 talk station these past few days. What a treasure he was, and his teachings still are. Amen, Dan in Washington State.
See, that's, and while we're trying to get the $50,000 for the naming rights on the studio, when we're done with that, we're going to start the Paul McCain Statue Fund in order to get as I've long predicted for decades now, the statue of Paul McCain erected someplace. I would think he's a Fort Wayne grad, isn't he? Yeah, he's a Fort Wayne
grad.
Are
we allowed to say that?
Yes.
Okay.
we'll have it on the
campus. I feel like I'm on eggshells about that whole issue.
If you go to the Fort Wayne campus, you'll drive in. It's really a beautiful campus. You'll drive in, and as you get near the entrance of the seminary, these kind of low-lying buildings there's a statue of Martin Luther. It's kind of a stylized statue of Martin Luther. It's not the classic German statue of Martin Luther. And I was just thinking, right next to that, a statue of Paul McCain. Or maybe they could put one in the lobby of the International Center of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Center, right next to, you got Walther, you know, that white marble statue that they have, CFW Walther, the founder, of the, and then right next to him, Paul McCain.
Well, we got 2.5 acres here.
Well, that's true. We can have like a statue garden back there.
That's right. Exactly. He's deeply missed. Richard, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Hey, do you happen to know Jack in Ponca City? Because we're starting JSM Ministries. I think we're going to incorporate in Oklahoma based on Jack's email. It's like a red state, right? They won't give me too much heat. Oklahoma, isn't that like a red state?
Yes.
Okay. There are. I think my people told me they're already incorporating.
Oh, your
Oklahoma.
People?
Yeah, my peeps.
The same yes. people who've been...
Yes.
Scheduling you with Al Moore.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of nice, you know, not having to, you know, schedule interviews. I just, you know, it just shows up on my iPhone. It's calendar Al Moore, 10 o'clock this morning. Richard, Broken Arrow. I'm teasing people. Richard, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. You know, my wife always says, she's like, Jeff, nobody knows when you're serious and when you're not. And I don't think it goes over well with women all the time, especially.
You know, I always know when you're serious.
But yeah, but we've been working together for 25 years. You know, Craig, do you know when I'm serious or not? Because we've been working together.
We've been working for a long time. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I do.
But she says, Jeff, you got to make it clear, especially with women, they don't know, you know, if I'm serious or not. So I'm joking. I don't have any of these interviews. Nobody's contacting me about my Lutheran Witness magazine. But JS Ministry is full speed ahead.
Yeah.
Richard,
taken off.
Taken off. Forward, upward, outward. Is that what it was when we were at our old place?
Well, what was it?
Forward, it was upward, outward.
Forward, upward, onward.
Onward.
Forward, upward, onward. And see, to me, that's redundant because forward and onward, aren't they the same thing? Forward and onward?
I think so.
I don't know what upward meant.
Wait a minute. Forward is a direction. Onward doesn't necessarily mean straight, right? I mean, maybe.
Oh, I guess that's true. I mean, onward, I don't know. It means, I don't know what it means. I just never knew what we were talking about.
Well, there's no mistaking the mission state for JS Ministries, I can assure you. My name is all over the mission and vision statement. Richard, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Love Oklahoma. Dear Jeff, I already put my name first. It's not even, it says Todd first.
I no longer
put
dear get top
Jeff.
Billing.
I just said,
this is the first time this has ever happened.
Wow. Dear Todd, Jeff, and Issues, Etc. team. Oh, there's no team anymore. There's no team anymore. With JS Ministries, there's no team. Okay. It's just JS. All right.
You got to start referring to yourself in the third person. JS says.
That's right. Dear Todd, Jeff, and Issues, Etc. team, you have no idea how much of a blessing your program is to me on a daily basis. Like many listeners, throughout my workday, I listen to episodes downloaded from the podcast. I am a tax accountant, and this time of year, it is especially challenging working long hours. Your content provides encouragement and uplifts my spirit to be reminded of my hope and comfort in Christ and His gifts to His church. Keep up the good work proclaiming the truth of Christ to the world, concludes Richard in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Oh, thank you very much. We're happy. Whatever you're doing, if we're able to keep you company and keep you your perspective fixed upon Christ and upon His word, we're happy to do that. I don't know how you could possibly listen to Issues, et cetera, and do other people's taxes at the same time. That is a unique skill, but we're happy to be able to do that and give you a little respite from the, from not just respite from your everyday work, but also a way of returning to it refreshed as well. On the other side of the break, it's time to play Issues, et cetera, soundbite of the week. We're going to play the four soundbites. Then your vote will decide which one is soundbite of the week. Thanks to our beloved on-demand listeners, Issues Etc. continues to rank among the top podcasts in Christianity. You can help us climb the charts by subscribing, rating, and reviewing Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit the subscription button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will help make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc. Help us cast Christ's net on the internet. Subscribe, rate, and review Issues Etc. today.
As we struggle to look at the world from a Lutheran perspective, there are many things that would tempt us from seeking first the kingdom of God. The May issue of the Lutheran Witness is all about this. Titled, Seek First the Kingdom of God, it covers a wide range of learning how to get over our worries and fears and trust in Christ alone, to how to avoid the temptations and struggles of technology. To order your copy of the Lutheran Witness, visit cph.org/witness. You can also read more on witness.lcms.org. The Lutheran Witness, helping you look at the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills, too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR21. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Logia Journal, the Confessional Dogmatic Series. The works of Kurt Marquardt and many other resources are all brought to you by Luther Academy. Did you know that during this time of COVID-19, your purchases and donations help Luther Academy supply these same resources to pastors around the world? please consider helping us with this important need through your prayers and financial support. Learn how you can help by visiting lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com.
Truth-centered mission outreach. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Is it hard? Yes. Will it challenge you? Absolutely. Is it a blessing from God for you and those you will serve? Without question.
Dr. Lawrence Rast, president of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
The pastoral ministry is all of these things, and that's why Concordia Theological Seminary exists, to form servants in Jesus Christ who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all. Men from all over the world with a variety of unique backgrounds come to our campus to receive faithful training that will equip them for the challenging but blessed work of serving as pastors in Christ's church.
Learn more about studying for the vocation of pastor at ctsfw.edu or call 1-800-481-2155. Christ-centered worship, confessional theology, Lutheran community, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.